Bar Talk, the place women go to train, grow, and find balance in Christ. Today's topic is feminine decorum. In today's podcast, we'll explore different ways to express ourselves as godly feminine women. You ready? Breathe in. And 5, 6, 7. So let's start by defining decorum. According to Oxford Dictionary, decorum is behavior in keeping with good taste and propriety. As Christians, we know that God has an order for everything. And although he's not rigid in his expectations of how we express ourselves, there are certain standards and virtues that we can apply to how we show up and how we present in the world. So today, we're going to explore decorum based on a few different topics. We're going to start with voice and tone, moving on to facial expressions, gesturing, posture, eye contact, and finally, grace of movement. Now, I want to preface this podcast by saying all women are different, right? So there is no one way to express yourself as a godly feminine woman. However, this podcast is just going to give you a baseline understanding of how you can choose to take some of these virtues and apply it to your own character and your own unique voice within the world. So let's hop into it. Okay, so let's start with feminine voice and tone. Okay, like I said, there is no one way to sound as a woman. However, I'm just going to give you some tips based off of my experience, some feedback that I've received, and prayerfully you can apply some of these notes to your own life, okay? So, as women, generally and naturally, our voices are different than our male counterparts. So, I would say as a aspiring godly feminine woman, pay attention to your tone and the timing of what you're saying, right? So when you think about those podcasts, hopefully this is one of them that you listen to and you're like, gosh, that person's voice is so soothing, right? It's calming. As women, we ideally want to be that soft place, whether that's for our children or for our husbands or for just people seeking solace in the world, right? Women can be that space that is therapeutic, that is just a place where they feel at ease. And we can create that environment with our tone. Okay, so let's do a little bit of an exercise. So I'm going to say one thing in two different tones, and I want you to reflect on how that makes you feel. So let's say I'm giving feedback. I'll say, perhaps, Johnny, I really didn't appreciate how you made me feel in this moment when you came home late from work. Okay, now let's try it in a different tone. Same thing. Johnny, I really don't appreciate how you made me feel when you came home late from work. Now, you know, especially if you are Black or, you know, you just got a little sauce in you, you know we can go from 0 to 100 real quick. That code switching is no joke, right? So I'd say, especially as Black women, I'm going to speak for us, y'all. I'm going to speak for us. When we are speaking, ideally, you want to think of how you're coming across, right? I've said this in previous podcasts, but it's not necessarily always what you say, but how you say it. So in terms of our tone, it's best to try to think about the volume of your voice, right? A speaking voice versus What some people might call an outside voice. Obviously, we don't want to be so quiet that people feel like we're not confident in what we're saying, but just a smooth, even volume can communicate a number of ideas without offending another person in general, right? And then your voice as a woman is going to just naturally be beautiful. So I know most people often say, "Oh, I hate the sound of my voice." But trust me, girl, the people that are called to you, they're going to recognize that voice and they're going to love it. So I say that to say, learn to fall in love with your voice. Start recording yourself speaking and reflect on how you come across. Do you come across confidently based on your tone? Do you feel like you need to practice the cadence of what you're saying a bit more? I know I've done a few pageants and it has really taught me how to pace myself and to think before I speak and to come across graceful in my communication, even, right? So thinking about not saying and and all these filler words that can make it seem as though we are not communicating something of value. And as godly feminine women, we know that we are wellsprings of wisdom, right? So I admonish you to invest some time in understanding and developing a feminine voice and tone. Because, girl, you have lots to say and we want to hear it. So think about communicating your ideas in a way that will be received and healing to the listener. Now, let's get into facial expressions. Now, obviously, this is a podcast that does not include video yet. Wink, wink. However, you guys can imagine the things that I'm about to say. So, just like we want to practice an even tone in our speaking voice, facial expressions can communicate just the same, right? So when you think about having a calm speaking voice versus shouting or whispering, that is comparative to having a gentle, serene, peaceful, even facial expression versus the facial expressions that we make perhaps when something is stinky or we're confused, right? Take a moment to make the face that you would make if something is really stinky. I'm doing it right now with you, right? And as Black women, that can be our face for a lot of different things. We have to be very conscious of our facials because, in general, and this just doesn't apply to Black women, it applies to women across the board. We are expressive beings, and those expressions can sometimes come out of our brains and move right onto our faces, right? So we have to be conscious and aware of the facial expressions that we are making. Now, I'll be transparent and say that this is an area that I struggle in because although I've tamed my voice more so than it was anyway, my face, she still needs a touch from the Lord, okay? Because I told y'all, I'm a very honest person. So I have to remind my face that it's not her job to express herself all the time. So this is something that you have to really practice daily. Think about when you are in public and maybe you're in traffic and somebody cuts you off. Although no one can actually see your face and your expressions, practice the next time you get upset or the next time you have really strong emotions, try your hardest to keep an even tone. And this is even going to help you with the things that come out of your mouth, right? If you go ahead and safeguard the, what do you call it? Right? Your words come out of your mouth, right? Which is attached to your face. If you can go ahead and get point A in check, right? Your facials, that is going to help you to be more conscious of what you allow to come out of your face, right? Out of your mouth. So, this is a skill that's going to take a lot of practice. So, the next time someone gives you a reason to have strong emotions, I want you to remember this podcast, right? And instead of scrunching your face up or rolling your eyes or jerking your neck, right? We can go ahead and include that in facial expressions. I want us to get in the habit of being gentle and moving gracefully from one emotion to the next, right? It shouldn't be a sharp contrast if you think of like a wave, right? Or like a heartbeat monitor. It shouldn't be going up and down and up and down and up and down, right? Ideally, and you don't want it to be flat line either, because that can be off-putting as well. We know that as RBF, right? But we want to gracefully and smoothly move from one expression of ourselves to another. That's not to say that we can't go through a range of emotions, but I want you to be more cognizant of how you are coming across, especially when you are expressing emotions of anger, disappointment, and confusion. Might you or someone you know benefit from godly feminine advice? Well, I've got something in store for you. I am launching ABCD, which stands for Asia Martin's Brand Consultations for Dancers. Now, you might be saying, how do I take part in this if I'm not a dancer and if I don't have a brand? Well, this is a coaching service that's open to all. You don't have to be a dancer. However, if you are, say you're a part of a team and you would like this service for your entire group, that option is available as well. Essentially, this is an opportunity to receive coaching from myself on how to best dance through life. Booking is now available through the link in my Instagram bio at onlyasianashay. Can't wait to coach you. Next up, let's talk about gesturing. Now, another word for gesturing could be body language. Now, this is a topic that I have a lot of insight on because as dancers, we learn that ideas can be communicated whether intentionally or unintentionally by how we hold our bodies, right? Where we choose to place our weight or the gestures that we create at any point in time, right? So, guess what you do on a day-to-day basis? You gesture and move through life. Hence why y'all are my dancers, okay? So, let me give you some insight on how to, again, be more. I hate to keep using the word graceful, but that's what we're going for here. We want to move through life gracefully, right? So let's start with our hands, right? I've gotten a lot of feedback on the fact that I talk a lot with my hands, right? For some people, that can be offensive and triggering. However, I'm a dancer, so I use my hands a great deal when I'm communicating ideas, right? It's my version of an extension of what I'm saying that I'm communicating through my movement. Even right now, y'all can't see me, but I'm like waving my hands through the air in like this way that is, I don't know, it's just me, right? And maybe for you, it's the same. So, just like anything, previously, we talked about our facial expressions, right? And how we don't want anything to be sharp or jarring. So it can be the same when it comes to gesturing, right? So in general, we want to avoid loud sounds, right? Maybe if you're a clapper, when you get really passionate, right? You start clapping. I said what I said. Yeah, we don't want to do that, right? Let's save our applause for the theater, darling, okay? All right, we also want to be mindful of our posture at any given time because just like your tone communicates, your posture can communicate your level of confidence, your level of awareness as well, right? So in dance, we learn that, especially more so in ballet, we learn that we want to be pulled up, right? We want to think tall, pulling from the crown of our heads through to the floor, creating that long and elegant gait, right? Even when we walk, that can accentuate the movement of your hips. And that might have to just be its own podcast, honey, because you know. Maybe you don't know, but I will give you a walk for your life, okay? Most dancers will. So, even if you're not a dancer, you can probably think of someone you know that is. And in general, they just have this confident and elegant way of moving through this earth, right? And as godly feminine women, remember, we're billboards for Christ, right? So, when we step out in our beautiful, golden dresses or our fabulous earrings, right? Or our gorgeous above the elbow gloves, right? We want to have the body language that matches, right? So that when we're wearing the clothes, they're not wearing us, right? I like to say that anything I put on is luxury. And not because it comes from Prada or any place like that, but because of the value that I put into the clothes based on my tone, based on my facial expressions, based on my gesturing and my body language. I can elevate anything that I put on my body, okay? And I want you to be able to do the same. So here's a tip. Whenever you're communicating your ideas, think about your hands moving through water, right? So, when you're moving through water, it gives the effect of your body being weightless, right? So, think about just like when you think about your facial expressions, moving smoothly and without hesitation from one gesture to another, right? So maybe you're communicating something heartfelt and you place your hands gently over your heart and then out to the people or the audience that you're communicating to. Maybe you're thinking of something, right? And you just ever so gently place your hand against your cheek. These are the qualities that separate us from our masculine counterparts, right? So just think about how you come across, even in how you're moving, right? Again, this is something that you can ask for peer feedback on, right? How do I come across in my body language? Do you stand with your arms crossed, right? Do you place your weight more so in one hip than the other? And what does that communicate to the people that are watching you? Okay, so ideally, as with most of the topics that we've covered thus far, we want to have balance and symmetry. So think about balancing your weight between or onto rather both feet rather than resting to one side or another. Maybe you cross one leg over the other as you're standing, right? Or you place your hands by your side or you hold your hands together while you're speaking. Okay, so these are all things to think about. In general, just reflect on this. We want to be welcoming in our gesturing versus off-putting. So think about how you are received by the world around you according to how you express yourself with body language. We briefly covered the topic of posture in gesturing and body language. So I'll be really quick with this one. In terms of your posture, it can be very easy to forget that we are being observed, right? So especially when you like go out on a date or on an interview, ideally you want to think of these things daily, right? So that they become natural and just part of who you are. But ideally, you want to sit up straight, shoulders back, chin level with the floor, right? I like to think chichis up, but obviously not with your back arch, just lifted. If you were to imagine, how Iron Man has that beam that's on his chest, you want to be shining your beam up to the heavens versus down to the floor or straight ahead to the people in front of you, right? Thinking about being lifted and long, right? That gives off the expression and the aura of elegance and wealth versus, someone who doesn't have anything to offer to the world. And that's not us, right? So, in general, chin level with the floor, shoulders back, light beam to the heavens, long spine, right? And then you strut, strut, strut. Okay, whatever that looks like for you. Sit up tall, girl. You got something to offer, and we want to see it. Now, if you can master the previous concepts, you will have done a great thing, right? You're on your way to being received as the godly feminine empress that you are, right? So we're almost done, but next on the list, let's discuss eye contact. Okay. Now, this is an area that I struggle with as well because, in general, and maybe you can't tell by this podcast, but I can be a very secluded and just shy person to a degree. I'm not the kind of person that will come up to you and just start talking generally. So oftentimes I am very to myself and I avoid making eye contact with people unless it's absolutely necessary. I have gotten into the habit of, giving people eye contact and smiling in passing. I think that is very feminine and just welcoming and warm. And we want to be that, especially when we're attempting to spread the gospel, right? We want to seem as though we are open. So, in general, think about keeping your eyes up, right? And this is something that I tell my dancers all the time. Oftentimes, when we're moving, right? In this case, we're moving through life. We can be so caught up in ourselves and what we're doing that we forget to lift our eyes up. And that could be used metaphorically as well, right? But as godly feminine women, we want to make sure that we are aware of the world around us. And how do we practice awareness? We open our eyes to observe. Right? So, literally, observe the people around you. How are they feeling? In order to assess that, you have to be looking, right? In order to assess your finances, right? You have to open your eyes, right? Take your mind off of what you need and what you want and what you feel. Open your eyes and look into the future of what you might want to have, whether that be for yourself or for your family or for your community, right? We have to have an elevated line of vision in order to be cognizant of our goals and the things that we want to accomplish in this world. So I know that's a very deep approach to maintaining eye contact, right? But as godly feminine women, I want you guys to get into the habit of not being intimidated by eye contact, right? We have the Holy Spirit living inside of us, right? The King of Kings, okay? So there is no reason to be shy, okay? Being demure is feminine and can be warm, right? We obviously don't want to stare people down, but I want you to find a balance of looking at yourself to a degree, right? Being introspective, maybe finding moments to look down. But in general, I want you to have an elevated eyesight and a gaze that is focused on the world around you. In totality, these components of feminine decorum come together to create grace of movement. And that's our goal, isn't it, ladies? So I want you to come back to this podcast. I'm going to come back to this podcast because these are things that we have to constantly be reminded of and practice, right? Just like you practice choreography, you practice your shows, right? You have dress rehearsals and all the events leading up to showtime. It's a process, okay? So I don't want you to take what you've heard today and think that it's going to be a quick fix and now you're just going to be moving through life like this royal empress all the time, right? Because even I don't do that, okay? So know that when I'm quote unquote preaching to you, I'm preaching to myself too, okay? So thank you for spending this time with me. Hopefully you found it valuable. And I can't wait to see how you apply these tips to your beautiful dance, right? The dance that you perform daily on the grand stage of life. So, as always, I'm going to end this podcast with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for all my beautiful sister queens that have joined me on this podcast today. I pray that you help us with our countenance, Father God. We know that you are a loving God and a royal priest, Father God. Help us to reflect you better in all aspects of our being, Lord God, from our face to the way we walk to the way we gesture with our hands. Let everything be reflective of your love for your creation, Lord God. We thank you for your son Jesus who came to give us the perfect example, Lord. And we pray that as we spend more time at your feet, that we look more and more like your beautiful and royal daughters. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.